Hi, friends. Welcome back to Bigger Than Me. I'm your host, Allie Hunt. And I am giving up, but not in the way you think. I know that I promised a couple weeks ago, that, you know, I wasn't going to do the whole doom and gloom thing anymore. And that's not what this episode is going to be. But here's what I want you guys to take away from this. Because ultimately what I think I've always wanted from this podcast is, and I know I've said it before in a million different ways, but if it helps one person, then that's enough for me. So to some people, it may just be some self-gratifying noise, but if it helps one person, then that's enough for me. And it seems to have, so I'm going to keep going. Anyway, if you take anything away from this episode, I want you to take away a cautionary tale that I believe I'm still holding on to the belief will have a positive ending. Okay? Okay, let's get into it. So let's get back to the giving up part. I am giving up, finally. I'm giving up my addiction. And I'm finally admitting what it is. Okay? I'm finally saying the words out loud. I'm giving up my addiction. It's an addiction. And I'm saying it out loud. I'm giving up my addiction to my family's approval of me. I'm giving up my addiction to anyone's approval of me. Oh, that's a long pause. That might sound crazy to you. To whoever's listening, if you've never truly, truly felt addicted to approval, to trying to make people like you, to trying to make people understand you, to trying to make people hear you, to trying to make your voice heard. It seemed like the harder and harder and harder I tried to make people like me, the further I got away from liking myself. And that is not anyone's fault but my own. But I also started to learn the things that I needed. I started to learn the things that I needed in order to start liking myself. And I started to ask for the things that I needed instead of just wondering what the fuck everybody else needed me to be. I stopped trying so hard to make everybody like me. And it turns out, there are consequences. There are consequences to taking off the mask. And that is the cautionary tale that I'm speaking of. There are consequences to taking off the mask. There are consequences to deciding that you are good enough for you. There are consequences to deciding that you don't have to continue accepting anything but the love that you think you deserve. And I used to think I deserved some pretty shitty love because honestly, that's what I was shown. That's what I was shown growing up. And whatever you were shown growing up, that might be exactly what you think you deserve. But I am here to tell you that you get to decide. You get to decide what you're worthy of. You get to decide what you deserve. You get to decide how people treat you. And you get to decide when to walk away. But taking off that mask does have consequences. I cannot lie to you. There will be people that were more comfortable when you were uncomfortable. And there will be people that are not able to meet you where you are at, because they can only meet you where they are at. And that is not your fault. And that is not my fault. Just because you don't want to put on the show anymore does not make you a bad person. I'm saying that to myself, and I'm saying that to anyone listening. It is okay to walk away. You're not a bad person for walking away. You have to be okay with being somebody else's bad guy. And for years, the sheer thought of anyone, even thinking a bad thought about me behind closed doors, just thinking a bad thought about me, it would have actual physical ramifications on me. I would literally be physically ill. And now I have to be okay. I have to be okay with somebody else's version of me. Because I know who I am, and you know who you are. And we all decide at the end of the day what we're worthy of. And we have to put the past behind us, and we have to put our shit down. And the sad thing is that the people that I really wish would hear this will never listen to this. And that's okay. That's okay. Again, because I have to be okay. I have to be okay with that. Because I am giving up on my addiction to their approval. I'm giving up on my addiction to anyone's approval. And that is why if you see my Instagram and you go back, you know, just a couple of years, it looks so much fucking different than it does now. And that is why if you ask people from back home, God, Allie's changed. Allie's so different. Allie used to be this. Allie used to be like this. Allie used to put on a show to make other people more comfortable and to win everybody else's approval. And I'm giving up. Because I finally have my approval. I finally like me. And that is something I wish for everyone. For everyone. Whether you hate me, you love me, or anything in between, I truly wish that for everyone. Everyone deserves their own love. Because at the end of the day, you should love you best. And I wish, I learned that so much sooner. God, I wish I had learned that so much sooner. But I know it now. And I've been learning that, and it has made people uncomfortable. It has made people uncomfortable. And those are the consequences. Those are the consequences of falling madly in love with yourself. Is that people who are not ready to be there, we see it all the time, right? We see it all the time. People, when they don't understand something that's different, they decide that it's bad. They just decide that it's bad because they don't understand it. Unfortunately, you know, that that has now started playing out in ways that have astronomical ramifications, but you know, we can't all be on the Supreme Court accepting millions of dollars in bribes. I'm just saying, you don't have to automatically assume that what is different is wrong. I wasn't taught to love myself. No one in my house growing up was taught to love themselves. I had to teach myself. I had to teach myself, and I really, really, really hope I really hope everybody else gets there too. So I am wrapping up my my week-long stay here in Charlotte. I'm ready to go back to Atlanta. I still don't have shit figured out, you guys. I'm applying to jobs every single day. I keep, you know, pitching to brands who keep just saying they want to send me free clothes. I'm like, that's great. But you can't keep the lights on with free clothes. I still don't have shit figured out, but I know that being surrounded by people who also decided to take their masks off and love themselves is exactly where I need to be. And it's hard. It's really hard. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard and I'm struggling. But I would rather struggle than go back to hating myself. Because I'm terrified of what other people think of me. So yeah. This is a short one, you guys. I'm sorry. But I hope you know that this is meant to encourage you. This is meant to be an encouraging episode, although a cautionary one as well. It is worth it to take the mask off. It's worth it. It's hard. It is hard. I've lost a lot. I've lost a lot. But I've gained something that no one can take from me. Yeah, I'm gonna wrap this one up. Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna do the sign off this time. I'll be back here next week, and I'll be back in Atlanta, and I'm sure we'll have fun things to talk about. I love you guys. Yeah.